Some of the people who worked here were engineers, turners, fitters and mechanics. Whole boilers were made here for our narrow gauge engines. And there's a pump here they made to provide water to the hospital high up on the quarry ridge. As you can see from the massive lathes scattered around, Gilvachdy always prided itself on being self-sufficient. We even had our own tinsmith, who made containers for oil or paraffin, and the little cans in which the quarrymen's wages were paid. The quarrymen's ropes were weighed here too on special scales. But the company didn't provide them. A century and more ago, the workers had to pay for all their tackle personally. The ropes, chisels, explosives, everything. And it didn't pay to cut corners with equipment. Oh, many a quarryman has come to grief because he left it too late to replace a frayed rope. You don't take those kind of chances when you're hanging from a rock face hundreds of feet in the air. And of course, with any enterprise as big as this, there were those we call the administrators. Next, let's see their place of work, the clerk's office.